Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady. Live only on Netflix.
Hey everybody, welcome into the Greg Bedard Patriots Podcast with Nick Cattles, brought to you by FanDuel, the exclusive wagering partner of the CLNS Media Network. New customers, join today, and you'll get $150 in bonus bets with any winning $5 bet. As you can see, Nick is not here right now. Nick wanted to be here. Nick tried to be here. But I'm just having serious internet issues here at the hotel at the Scouting Combine in Indianapolis. And I dropped out when we started taping this thing. So I figured the best thing to do would be to record it to my computer solo, upload it so we can get the news to you, my take on Elliot Wolf today, and then sort of go from there. So as I said, I'm at the Scouting Combine for a few days, here primarily to hear Elliot Wolf, Director of Scouting for the Patriots, speak from the podium today. We also got him on the side, the beat reporters, for another about 6-7 minutes, which was good. On Wednesday morning, we are due to get Gerard Mayo, the local reporters. I don't know whether that's on or off the record yet. We will have to see, but any FaceTime with the head coach of the Patriots is good. So we're looking forward to that. So just sort of going to go through some of Elliot Wolf's comments, what I thought, what I think it means for the Patriots, and then we'll go from there. But I think my overall takeaway with Elliot Wolf's appearance today was I was impressed. Not that that surprised me. I've known Elliot Wolf for a very long time, back to my Packers days, and always viewed him as a future GM. It was only a matter of time. I will say that he started off a bit nervous. He was obviously nervous, and that's completely natural. You know, I can just tell you from experience, from whether it's, you know, first reps on TV or first reps on radio. It's a new thing, and I'm sure you guys can understand as well. But I thought he clearly relaxed as things went on. He was definitely concise. I don't think there was a whole lot of fluff in his answers. And that sort of leads me into my big takeaway, which was what you saw in Elliot Wolf, what the Patriots are getting with Elliot Wolf at sort of the head of Patriots personnel. And he did say today that he will have final say on the draft picks. And I assume that goes for free agency as well. It will be a collaboration, especially between Wolf, Gerard Mayo, and Matt Groh. But at the end of the day, Wolf has final call. but I think what you saw today was somebody who has been in this business for a very long time, who has had designs on a top job. He's interviewed for several over the years where he's had to present his vision for a program. You know, when you're in the league for a long time, especially working under people, and whether it's, you know, Ted Thompson or Mike Sherman with the Packers or John Dorsey with the Browns or Bill Belichick with the Patriots, you know, you have a lot of time to say, if I get a chance to do this job, this is the way I would do it. And there's no question that I thought today, out of all the people that we've heard speak for the new England Patriots, to me, Elliot Wolf was clearly the most impressive. He absolutely knows what he wants to do. He has a clear vision for what the Patriots are going to be, how they're going to rebuild this team. And I think he's going to enact in that. I think he's very confident in what he's doing. And I think that's going to benefit from the Patriots. Let's get into some of the juiciest things that he had to say. Overall philosophy, and this also will go into a question or an answer about what the Packer way means. Wolf said, I think there's just going to be a little bit more reliance on playing young players. I think it's really important in today's football to be able to play young players and develop from within. About the Packer way, I think the main thing is just getting players that fit our culture, getting players that want to do right, want to do the extra work. But in terms of just physical skills, we need to weaponize the offense. We need to be faster and more explosive on defense. And, you know, height, weight, speed, playmaking ability, there will definitely be an emphasis on those things. When I think about the Packers and the way that he came up, and I do think that Elliott Wolf would have, I think he'll do things a little bit differently than Ted Thompson, who was notoriously conservative to the point, and this is not urban myth, this is not urban legend, Ted Thompson used to give his personnel executives the first, at least the first weekend, if not the first week of free agency off, go on vacation, because they weren't doing anything with the funny money, the silly money in the first days of free agency. Now, I will say that doesn't mean that the Patriots are going to do that. Times have changed. There's now the tampering period. And if you don't get in on the tampering period, that's pretty much the first weekend of free agency. You could be left with nothing. And so I definitely think that I agree with Elliott Wolf that you have to build the team through the draft. You have to play these guys. Yeah, they're going to make mistakes, but hopefully it benefits the organization in the long run. But really the way you want to build it, you want the foundation to be your draft picks. You want to accentuate, maybe put the team over the top with a few free agent signings or trades. And I think that's what they're going to do. On QB, whether it's the QBs they have on the roster or the number three overall draft pick or trading down, Wolf said that there were lots of options on the table. Won't talk about Jones and Zappe publicly. If they have anything to say to those guys, any moves to make with them, they will do that privately. Quote, really good year for draft QBs. All look like they're really tough guys. And he wasn't specific with us, but he was more specific in a Patriots.com interview that he taped before going on the podium when he specifically said the top three guys were really tough guys. So I found that interesting. As for what he's looking at the quarterback position, first of all, being someone that can elevate his teammates, someone that your teammates want to play for, I think that's an extremely underrated thing. Body language on the field is very important at that position. You don't want a guy that's throwing his hands up after a bad play. I wonder who that sounds like. As far as number three overall, I would say all options are on the table, and we haven't heard anything specifically about trades. At the end of the day, somebody has to make that pick, and that'll be myself. He also went on to talk about how when you look around the league, most of the quarterbacks are first rounders. What he learned from drafting Mac Jones or drafting a first round quarterback 3 years ago. I think the main thing is just trying to do everything we can to support that person once they get in the building. We're going to make the best decision we can in terms of who that person is. If we decide to go quarterback at three, but really just putting every resource and everything we have into that person to support them and make sure that they're the best version of themselves. I think that's all of that's extremely key. I will say from Wolf's comments, I think they are leaning quarterback at the three. He did emphasize, and I completely agree with this, it's extremely early in the process. I know everybody wants to talk about the draft and wants to talk about the quarterbacks at three. This is going to be the first opportunity where they even shake hands with these guys, where they meet these guys, and it's not for very long. And then you'll have pro days, you'll have discussions around the pro days, and then you'll have probably the most important part of this process is going to be the top 30 visits, where they can bring 30 prospects in. And I can assume that there will be a bunch of quarterbacks. Now, that doesn't preclude the Patriots from if they get a Godfather offer from the third overall pick and say they like one of the secondary quarterbacks, whether that's J.J. McCarthy or Penix or Bo Nix, or, you know, maybe they like Spencer Rattler at some point. God, I hope not. I really want some size out of a quarterback, a Patriots quarterback. That's why I'm not writing Drake May off like everybody else. But, you know, I don't think it would preclude. I think that one of the takeaways from talking to Elliot Wolf is that he does not view this as an overnight thing. Now, he did say he was asked at one point about trying to find the comment. About what he thinks would be a successful year. I cannot find it. But basically, I'm still trying to find it. Damn it. I thought I put it on the sheet, but I missed it. Basically, he said that they expect to contend for the playoffs. Okay, I found the quote. Sorry about that. I think really just showing good progress and turning the culture around and competing for the playoffs is something that we're not going to shy away from. I think there's nothing wrong with that comment, but I do think that, you know, and I'm sure Gerard Mayo shares this view, I think they're going to be methodical about this. They are not looking for a quick fix. They are not selling out in 2024. I think what's also important to note, and we should get to it now, you know, he was asked about the franchise tag and Michael Wenu and Kyle Duggar. He basically said that those guys are core players, that they really want them back. He's wasn't committal about the franchise tag, but I could very much see, I think this is going in a direction where the Patriots are spending a bulk of their free agency money on re-signing key people. They will look to fill some gaps. Certainly we know where they are, tackle, wide receiver. They might look at some of those things if the deals make sense, but they're not just going to spend to spend. If they don't get what they want in free agency or trades or street free agency, they'll go via the draft. I mean, they, you know, every year, I mean, they had, you know, Donald Driver was there for a long time. He was the veteran of that group when I was covering the team. But I mean, you know, guys like Greg Jennings, James Jones, Jordy Nelson was, I think, I want to say a second round pick, but none of those guys, if I recall correctly, were like first round picks. They were second, third, fourth rounders. And so I could see them going that route. I think, you know, if they can get a younger QB, which I think they will, and I think from Elliott Wolf's comments, I don't think Mac Jones and Bailey Zappe are long for this roster. I think that they would love to get a young quarterback, young weapons, and let these guys grow together. Sort of like what you're seeing with the Packers right now with Jordan Love and those younger receivers. I think that's the ideal. Whether it happens, we'll have to see. But that's my sort of opening spiel on Elliott Wolf. We'll get into some more specifics in just a second.
Get buckets with your first bet on FanDuel, America's number one sportsbook, because right now new customers get $150 in bonus bets with any winning $5 bet. That's $150 if your bet wins. Bet on all your favorite NBA players and teams with quick bets, live same game parlays, exclusive props, and more. Just visit FanDuel.com/Boston and shoot your shot. FanDuel, official sportsbook partner of the NBA. 21 plus and present in Mass. Hope is here. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued at non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling helpline ma.org or call 1-800-327-5050 for 24/7 support. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com or call 1-800-GAM-1234.
You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy?
Fall Guy.
That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Okay. So we are back talking about Elliot Wolff's comments this morning at the Scouting Combine from Indianapolis. I think the other big takeaway that I would have is there is a lot of emphasis on changing a lot of things from the former regime changing. I think he might have used, Elliot Wolff did use the term new era. And this was in relation to how do you sell free agents on the Patriots? And I just think that's completely. I thought it was a complete BS. Look, if you have Tom Brady, you know, maybe that happens. But in terms of if you're worried about, oh, the Patriots were 4-13 last year and people aren't going to want to come here because Bill Belichick's not here. There's no calling card. It's BS. And even Elliot Wolff is like, most guys sign. And I've told you this for years. All that matters is how high you stack the green. If you give them the largest stack, you'll sign anybody that you want. So, but he was asked about it, about selling for free agency. He said, this is a new program and we're heading in the right direction. It's a new era. We have leadership with Gerard Mayo. That's going to be tremendous. He's just an unbelievable leader and developer of people. Off to the side, Wolff was asked about how has the culture already changed? Certainly there's more of an open kind of ... less hard-ass type vibe in the building that we can move forward with. I think it's about people and developing people. It's about doing the right thing, being honest and open, and people feeling comfortable enough if there's an issue to say something. There's a lot of that. There's a lot of shots at the former regime. Now, I don't think it's a big deal. I mean, look, that's part of the reason that they're doing all of these things. It's just everything had become so, you know, beaten down. There was no counter opinions. There wasn't much communications. We've heard Mayo talk about silos and breaking down walls and stuff like that. That stuff was legit. And, you know, for a long time when Bill was on his game, that didn't really matter because he was so good at what he did in all facets of the job. But it obviously became an issue. And so I don't have a problem with them calling it out and saying that we're going to change that and that we're going to listen to everybody and it's going to be collaborative. That's fine. I don't take it as a huge knock against Bill. It's just it is what it is. I mean, they're not telling lies. one of the big changes, and I asked Elliot Wolff about this, and I thought it was one of the more interesting answers he gave. I asked him about if they were changing the grading system that they use to evaluate players. He said, yeah, so we changed the grading system. It's a little bit more similar to what we did in Green Bay. The previous Patriot system was more kind of value-based. It was more about what the role is. So I think it makes it a lot easier for scouts to rate guys and put them in a stack of like, this guy's the best, this guy's the worst, and everything in between falls into place rather than sort of more nuanced approaches. I just think it makes it makes the value better. It also makes it easier for scouts in the fall as well as the spring to determine where guys would get drafted. To clarify, the new system, he was asked about whether it would be specific about like all receivers or whether it'd be grouped. He said, yeah, in a sense. I mean, we'll still have slot receivers, perimeter receivers, things like that. To me, it's a little bit less about the grading scale and more about the process that we're going to put in place. The process is a lot more collaborative. We hear from the scouts more. We're going to be able to determine, you know, together, like what's the best thing for the team at the end of the day. I think this is great. I think it's great news for the Patriots. Certainly, the Belichick system served this franchise well for a very long time. I think it hurt this team very much. And also Bill's attitude towards others in the building, who he listened to, calling people up on the phone, getting a gut, bypassing the scouts. That doesn't sound like it's going to happen anymore. They are going to go away from the days of, you know, we need to get this matchup guy for this team or this. Like, they are now going to go get the best football players available. And I think that Elliott Wolf is going to adhere to his board. They're going to stack it together and they are going to stay strong on their board. And I think that's a way to make people feel valued throughout the organization. I mean, why do all this work for months, for years on a position class in the draft? And then suddenly you get the draft day and instead of taking the guy at that you have rated 2, you're taking the guy 6th because he might do well on special teams. Or, you know, look at Juwan Williams. Talk about a niche draft pick. You know, that was a guy who, okay, tall, lanky, could match up with tight ends or tall receivers, but they forgot to answer or ask the essential question was, is this guy a good football player? Like, what if you have injuries? He's got to play every down. Or what if somebody leaves or whatever, and he needs to play all the time? Can he play? Can he play this game? And I think they got way too much into that. I mean, I did the quote earlier that I read you should not be minimized. I should have spent more time on it. We need to weaponize the offense. We need to get faster and more explosive on defense. Height, weight, speed, playmaking ability. There will definitely be an emphasis on those things. This, to me, says that Elliott Wolf, he's a straight shooter. And he's, this is one of the benefits of having a GM, de facto GM, that has been here and is not coming from the outside, even though I do think there's a benefit to that. But I think Elliott has looked at this roster with a critical eye, has his own opinions. The coaching staff has their own opinions. And, you know, Bill's approach did not work for the offense here. These guys are going to get explosive people and go from there. And I think that's significant. Let's see. What else? I think that's about it. I mean, you know, he did talk about Duggar and Owenu. They have not had, they've worked on contracts. It sounds like J.C. Jackson, they haven't decided what they're doing with him. I do think it's possible that they ask him to redo his deal. We'll see whether he wants to do that or not. But I thought today was a great day overall for the Patriots. I thought Elliott Wolf did very well. I think, again, my biggest takeaway is I think some of us were worried about whether there was an adult in the room or who's going to lead this organization. And certainly Gerard Mayo is going to have an input on this. But like we talked about even before, I think Bill left, the issues with this team start and really end with personnel. The personnel has not been good enough. And now the Patriots have a guy in charge of personnel who has a very clear picture of what he wants in the future out of this organization, what he wants out of the draft. I don't think free agency will be a big vehicle. I know some fans will hate that. They love playing fantasy football with free agency. Me, I love it. If you want to build a sustainable winner, and we've heard Robert Kraft talk about this a couple of years ago, a sustainable winning franchise, it has to start in the draft. You can't keep whiffing and spending $250 million in free agency every 3 years to restock what you missed on. And so Elliott Wolf has a clear picture of what he wants the Patriots to look like going forward. It starts with personnel, improving that in a lot of areas. And I think they will do that. So certainly an interesting day here in Indianapolis. Just the start of it for me. I had to go out and mind the restaurant and bars for some information for you guys to report back. And I will report back later in the week with Nick. That will either be Thursday, possibly Friday. But thanks so much for listening. Sorry I had to be me solo on this and sort of winging it, but I hope it went okay. And I will talk to you guys later in the week.